Mexican drug lord, best known as El Chapo, has been sentenced to life in prison. It happened during his federal court appearance today in New York. Joaquin Guzman was convicted for his brutal leadership of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, the world's largest drug trafficking operation. The 61-year-old called his trial unfair. Defense attorney Jeffrey Lichtman says his client was railroaded.
I'm not here to tell you that Joaquin Guzman is a saint. I'm not here to tell you that what occurred, that the witnesses were unusual than any other American trial. All we asked for was fairness. And no matter what you think of Joaquin Guzman, he still deserves a fair trial. Everybody does in America.
Noting El Chapo's background of prison escapes, Assistant U.S. Attorney General Brian Benczkowski says Guzman will not be able to bribe and kill his way out of this life sentence.
The long road that led Chapo Guzman from the mountains of Sinaloa to the courthouse behind us today was paved with death, drugs, and destruction. But it ended today with justice.
Pakistani authorities have arrested a U.S.-wanted terror suspect in connection with the 2008 Mumbai, India attacks. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has a report.
Pakistani authorities say they have arrested a radical cleric and U.S.-wanted terror suspect blamed for the 2008 Mumbai attacks in India, just days ahead of Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan's trip to Washington. A leading Pakistani counter-terrorism official says Hafiz Saeed was taken into custody in Punjab province while he was traveling from Lahore. He said Saeed has appeared before a judge and was ordered held in jail until the next hearing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. After a day of heavy political rancor, the U.S. House of Representatives, led by its Democratic majority, approved a resolution